Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the Eastern Border. We are a bit of a weird sound system tonight, since my field microphone lost its batteries, which is a bit of a problem because you know how to line my microphone. So I recorded this on GoPro and just launched it with a sound extractor from the video file. But yeah, we've been here a week in Texas and just decided to. Well, entertain y'all. Oh, I'm starting to talk like that, honey. About how it is here and what's different from Europe. So, say all hi to my lovely wife, Evita. Hello.
Hi, y'all.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, one thing, by the way, that we haven't heard of all this trip was either thick Texan accents or we haven't seen any guns. Not seeing guns is a bit baffling, don't you think?
Yeah, we have seen guns only on police. That doesn't count. We were told you can get guns here in your local Walmart or at the border. When you cross it, you get your state-appointed guns and good luck. No, that's not... that's all lies. We have been to Walmarts and no guns found yet. But when we arrived, Kristaps told me, get ready for your first experience in the States when you go to the bathroom. You will have a big gap at the bottom of the stall doors. Okay, I must say the bottom gap is fine with me. I have only seen several videos of a bit special kids crawling through in your stall. But what baffled me was gaps at the sides of the stall. It was like you could see people walking by, and if you tried good enough, you could make eye contact with them. Like, y'all, hi there, just taking a piss here, like the good Lord intended.
Oh, no. We're not gonna make in Texan accents though. Sorry for the coughing. Otherwise, we've also seen NASA. NASA, by the way, is super expensive. I felt kind of bad about spending, like, we spent $130 in NASA souvenirs because literally everyone of our friends wanted to hang out and just ask something. Just crazy. Oh, and while I'm at it, when I'm talking about the future, I recorded an episode with Heaton, Andrew Heaton of Political Orphanage. That's gonna come out on Wednesday or Thursday, because Annette, our beloved editor, is in Scotland right now, so she can't really get home and edit that stuff. Meanwhile, out of other things, America's big. I thought I had seen a lot of things, but today we went besides NASA, which is amazing, you know, being inside of a space shuttle and everything. We went to see the Texas Memorial, like the national monument, the obelisk thing. They advertised, by the way, that they would be open until 6 p.m., but they were closed at 3:42 already. Just a bit strange, but okay, I suppose that didn't take more tourists. But right next to it, you can see all the Houston oil fields, well, the oil refineries, to be exact. And it's just something so very, I don't know, American, Texan, I suppose, because you have a national monument, kind of a canal, and then you have all these refineries and everything. And that was just weird. Oh, and we'd like to say to everyone that everyone's been super nice when they hear that we're newlyweds.
Mm-hmm.
We've been given what now, honey? We were given a tote bag in Trader Joe's.
Yeah,
and then someone gave us from the pub Angry Dog, representing Angry Dog in Dallas, mm-hmm. Texas, best burgers out there. Like, we were the most impressed. And the people there, they gave us a free t-shirt and a cap as well.
Yeah, and now we will be representing them in Latvia as well.
they truly earned it. Out of other weird gifts, I have to say it's hi to Michelle, because he asked us of Oats Honey Bunches. We got him 2 packs of, thanks to Heaton's girlfriend, which is amazing. But all in all, yeah, people are very friendly here. I still don't understand how many people lived here in Texas before air conditioning. I am told that it was about 150,000 or something, like very few. Yeah, and you know, I don't know how those madmen actually lived here before that, because we're here in what's technically what these people call spring, which is what 37, like
40.
A lot. Like, it's crazy. Like, their temperatures are so high and so stupid and ridiculously just humongous that they can't even kind of figure stuff out. Oh, talk about the animals, though, please.
I wanted to say first that right now in Latvia we have a snowstorm, which sometimes happens in April, but it's a late April, so it's kind of strange. But anyway, it looks like the cold weather has reached Texas as well, because we have a chilly temperature here, as we have been told. Also, our friends, Patrick's dad, always warns us to take a jacket outside when it's plus 23 degrees Celsius. It's like, it's a normal summer in Latvia. Here, it is a cold weather, which is kind of funny for us, but we are enjoying it nonetheless, because 40 degrees Celsius, yeah, we would not survive that.
Oh, and another thing that I'd like to mention is that we're going to be turning fully vegetarian, I think, when we return home for a week or so. Everything they ever told you about Texan barbecue, that's all true. Except it's bigger. It's just bigger and fatter. Yeah. It's been going a bit crazy. We also saw all those little ads. But yeah, I wanted to talk to you about the animals. You guys probably haven't noticed this, but we did. We saw hummingbirds for the first time ever. Appreciated that. And Evita saw longhorns for the first time, like actually with their things. How many animals have you seen? And yeah, they talk about how the plants here are slightly different.
Yeah, when we were taking a bus from Austin to Houston, we saw a lot of cows. Because, of course, it's a favorite Texan animal, the meat cow, the Angus one, I guess. And also longhorns, of course. But it's understandable, because you have such a giant pastures here. You just throw your cows outside, they eat grass, and then you harvest them. But we also were surprised by how many squirrels are here. Like, they are just everywhere. We think you have just as much squirrels as we have hedgehogs. Because when it's the warm season, we also have hedgehogs just roaming everywhere, stealing cat food. But here, squirrels. But we didn't see a fat squirrel eating a Snickers or some other candy bar, though. So that's a bit disappointing. We haven't seen the true American squirrel.
We've been through a lot, and people are just so friendly here. This truly is the new world, because once again, we understand how everything's pulled down here, in a sense of, you know, how cities are wider and more spread out, and you have to worry about all the little laws of traffic and everything, because I don't even know how you people drive. Oh yeah, everyone in Dallas that we saw had a dented car, and every other car on the street.
Yeah, every other car had a dent or a scratch. That
paired up with all the lawyer ads, like Push and Young, were like push and win, something like that, and like all the injured make them pay, that you saw. Just
yeah, that probably was my favorite ad. Injured, we will make them pay. Short and simple.
That's just, yeah, it's been a whole lot of experience, but so far people have been nice. Oh, about the Russian news. I had to let you on with something before we get to two episodes, one with Alex and one with Heaton. Oh yeah, and by the way, we're gonna record another episode like this before we finish this trip, just because, well, I've seen how y'all are happy when you know, when foreigners appreciate your country, and there's a lot to appreciate, there's a lot to learn from. But about the news, do you remember the city of Orsk? Yeah, the one that got flooded with the best rodents on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Their mayor apparently owns a dacha in California. You know, to explain where all the money went that was supposed to build a reliable dam, not the one with 3-year warranty. Oh, and secondly, they are bound for another flood because they also have had massive rains lately and expected for the season. And that's a bit of a problem, since you understand that they have just been flooded. And turns out in a town, like in the next region, next to this Orenburg region, just the flood happened right on the border with the neighboring region. And neighboring region, which is called Kurgan, yeah, water has flooded down uranium mines. And so now there's a massive radioactive poisoning of soil and everything. And we're wondering, you know, if this whole mess will ever stop. However, I have to say some good things. Just as I arrived, I think they did it intentionally to celebrate our arrival here, honey. The Republicans passed and allowed the whole vote to go on for aid to Ukraine. So that's a bonus. I honestly believe, obviously, that it was made only because we arrived here.
Yeah. Finally, something good happens when we travel or do things.
Yeah. And we'll go back to the stockyards in Dallas-Fort Worth. We will also... Tomorrow we're going to go to the zoo. Because I was told by a certain Yeti from our Discord that if you slap an alligator, then you get a Stetson hat. I don't think that I want to slap an alligator, even though the prize of a Stetson hat is...
But on the other hand, really want that Stetson hat and honorary Texan citizenship.
Oh, wow.
Because probably you will get it if you slap a gator's butt.
I mean, Stetson hat's a worthy cause. But yeah, we're a bit tired. Like I said, proper political episodes are incoming, and I thought you might be interested in this short story. Like I said, week here in the States, I was jet lagging a lot, I was tired, but it's the sugar rush that kills you, because again, a final word, it's the sodas that contain more than 100% of your daily dose. I'd rather drink my little craft beer, because I think that's a bit healthier to the body, to be honest, because, oh man, those things are a mess. No, no. Can't say anything bad, really. I really enjoy it here, and it's warm. Well, it's snowing in Latvia. And I'm finally, after all this time, getting some relaxation and just taking in all the moments, including the conspiracy theorist guys next to the JFK assassination site. We went there, we went to the Delhi Plaza, and we even have one of those newspapers.
Yeah,
nice stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, and massive thanks to William, Kendra, Carrie and everyone else who met us. Thank y'all, and Laddie as well, because you're all the best, and our Texan listeners, we love the Lone Star State, and it's amazing. It's been very kind and good to us.
And we will suggest it for other Europeans as a destination for their honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Because why not?
Why not? And oh yeah, also getting in the JFK airport took me 3.5 hours last year. This year in Dallas, about 10 minutes. Yeah, surprisingly. I think that was because we had the tax day.
Yeah.
Because everyone was filling their taxes. But yeah, that's about it. Please consider supporting the show. We're in America. We could use some help right now. We wouldn't say no. So please click the donate button on the easternborder.lv site, or go to theeasternborder.lv and please become a patron. We have Heaton giving us some ads on the more edited episodes, which are going to come soon. I hope you'll like them. He was very shameless and I was just blushing every time he said anything, but they are going to be there as well. Oh, and of course, as usual, remember, до свидания, товарищи, and happiness is mandatory.